Welcome to Grow Your Thinking Podcast, where it's all about expanding your thinking so you can build your dream life and start living an extraordinary life. I'm your host, Frida Howard. Hello, my friend. How are you today? And how are you feeling? Just wondering, what's the weather like where you are today? Because at the moment, here where I am, it's spring and we're heading to summer very soon. And today, I'm coming in hot. I'm coming in hot. And this is because I was having a conversation with my partner and so he mentioned something, and this is what we're going to talk about today. So as we were talking, he was just about to leave, and so he said he's going to lose weight, right? We were having a conversation about something, and then he said he's going to lose weight. And I don't know, I sort of felt pissed off, because the reason I felt pissed off is because of how many times he tells me that in a day, how many times he tells me that in a month. And so what came from my mouth was like, oh my God, maybe you should say something else, because I've heard that a million times. And that saying that I just said there, it made me now think a lot. And I started thinking about how many times do we say, I'm going to lose weight. And we become obsessed with saying that. We say it all the time. I'm going to lose weight. We tell other people, I'm going to lose weight. And when we say we're going to lose weight, this is the result that we want about our body. We want to lose weight. That is the result. And the more we say that, the more we get obsessed with the result. And we forget what actions that we need to take. I wish we were obsessed with talking about the actions and not being obsessed with the result that we want. Right? So I told him, instead of saying you're going to lose weight, how about you just say the actions that you need to take, right? Mention, how about you buy a treadmill and start walking on it, running on it, you know? That's an action that you need to take towards the result that you need to have. And now think about it in your life. Let's say you want to lose weight. That's just an example. And instead of you saying, I want to lose weight, you start focusing on saying the actions that you need to take. You become obsessed with the actions that you need to take. So instead of saying, I'm going to lose weight, you just say, I need to start eating more fruits. So instead of saying, I need to lose weight, you say something like, I need to start eating more fruits, right? I need to start eating more vegetables. I need to stop eating sugar. I need to reduce sugar intake. You see, the small actions that you actually need to take in order to lose weight, instead of always saying like, oh, I'm going to lose weight, because we get so obsessed with that. So you start talking about the actions that you needed. Actually, people wouldn't get bored of listening to you say that compared to you saying you're going to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to lose weight. We now replace it with the actions that you actually need. Actions like the ones which I've mentioned. But you're the only one who knows what you need to do in order to lose weight. So maybe you talk more about the actions, right? I need to start taking more walks, right? I need to avoid sugary stuff. I need to avoid eating after 9. I need to work on how much chocolate that I eat. Right? You mentioned the actions. And when you start mentioning the actions, you become what you say instead of becoming what you just want. Every time we say we need to lose weight, the brain thinks of it as a very big thing. Right? It's just like saying, I need to lose weight. The brain feels like it's a big thing. And you'll find yourself always feeling like you want to procrastinate. You don't feel like doing it because it's not like divided into small steps. Because something that you need to know about the brain is the brain likes to stay where it is. Every time there's growth, the brain can be resistant because the brain likes being comfortable. And the brain likes to procrastinate to things that it doesn't know how it's done because your brain likes familiarity. Where if your brain has done something before, it likes staying there. But the brain doesn't like trying new things. And for us to make the brain to start being familiar is we start need to start talking about it. The more you talk about the small actions that you need to take, the more your brain will start getting familiar to those actions and registering in the mind, right? So think about your brain this way. Instead of telling your brain, because everything that you talk about to people, you talk about yourself, your brain is working with you, right? So think about it this way. When you say you're going to lose weight, your brain feels like it's a very big thing to do because it's not divided into small things that are comprehensible. But when you tell your brain like, oh, we need to start taking walks in the evening, 10 minutes walk. We need to avoid sugar. We need to watch the sugar intake. Or we need to run in a treadmill. So these small actions that you're telling your brain consistently, as you talk to people, as you talk to yourself, the brain starts viewing them as possible. Because there are actions, there are small actions that needs to be taken compared to I'm going to lose weight, right? The brain will start getting familiar to the things you're saying. And the more you talk about it, the more the brain will feel like it's possible because they are doable. You know, like when you say like you're going to start taking walks, and every time instead of telling someone I'm going to lose weight, you just say, I need to start taking to go for walks. Need to reduce the amount of sugar intake that I take. Your brain will start feeling like that's a possibility. Your brain will start feeling like all it needs is to decide when. Your brain becomes familiar with the things that you want. And when it comes to you making the decision to start, it will not feel as a huge thing. Because when you think about something like weight loss, it's not something you can do with one action and it's done. Weight loss needs small chunks of things that you need to do to work alongside to lose weight. Losing weight is the result, is the end result of the small actions that you need to take. Start talking more about the actions that you need to take in order to lose weight instead of saying, I need to lose weight. So say the small things, talk about those, and you'll see how much easier to become. And your brain will start feeling comfortable and get curious to start them, right? I want you to start thinking about this in other areas in your life as well. Instead of saying, I'm going to start skincare, just mention the particulars that you need for your skincare to happen. You know, skincare is a result. Talk about the action, right? Like, for example, for me, instead of saying, I need to start looking, taking care of my skin, maybe I should start talking more about the actions that I need to do in order to get to my skincare result. Probably say I need to start doing double cleansing, washing my face twice a day in the morning and the evening. So when I'm talking to my friends or I'm talking to myself or I'm writing my goals, I say I need to start washing my face twice a day. You need to start applying serum, right? You don't have to say them all at once, but this is how you talk about your end goal, right? So instead of saying, I need to start skincare, because your brain will just be like, nah, I've had that before, right? So teach your brain like the diversity into thinking about the actions that you need to take, make it familiar. Now, I need to start washing my face with honey. I need to start applying honey. I need to start applying vitamin C. right? He just starts steaming my face twice a week. Like when you talk about the action, it's like proclaiming what you want to happen. It's like showing the brain, this is what you want and this is possible and this is an action that all you need is to just decide. When you think about it, when you say that way, it feels possible. And that's what you need. All you need is that hope to make it feel possible, right? I need to start steaming my face twice a week. That's it. Say that often as you can. And you'll be amazed one day you just decide, I'm just going to start today. I need to start, actually. What can you say about the skin? I need to start exfoliating once a week. Tell me, if you say 10 times in a month that you're going to do that, you'll just end up starting one day, right? It's an action. It's doable. It's not a vague thing for the brain. You're just telling the brain what you need, and the brain will be working at the back of your mind subconsciously without you even knowing. And one day you just say, I need to start doing this, and you'll just end up doing it. And something else is, I say, you want to start exfoliating. You say, because of your skincare, you say, I need to start exfoliating because you've said it before and you've said it even enough times. One day when you're in the supermarket, when you're buying stuff and then you see exfoliating stuff, you might actually be tempted to take that and decide to start exfoliating that day. This is because you taught the brain about the things that you need. You repeated to the brain the actions that you need to do towards your goal. Your brain will be working behind you as you do other things. And that's why you'll find yourself, you're shopping one day, your brain will just think about getting it. Even though you did not go to buy it, you just be in the shop and your brain will remember, oh, you did mention that you wanted to start exfoliating. Well, here we are. Here's the exfoliating stuff. Why don't we buy? Right? So think about it that way. And losing weight was just an example. Skincare was just an example. Think about the end goal that you want. Think about talking about the actions more to your brain, to everyone, instead of the big thing. Because the big thing is too big for the brain. Teach your brain on actually focusing on this small action that you need to do in order to get to where you want. So instead of saying, I'm going to lose weight, say exactly what you're going to do, right? Say the exact actions you're going to take. Instead of saying, I need to start skincare, start talking about what you need to do in order to get to the skincare that you desire. Okay? So that's it for today, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. And make sure you also listen to the other podcasts, because all these podcasts, they're all about my life experiences, what I'm going through, and what my brain is thinking, what I'm learning, and that's all I share with you guys. Enjoy the time that you're having now. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Thinking podcast. If you loved this podcast, please subscribe and leave a quick review. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and my coaching programs, please head over to fridahoward.com or follow me on Instagram as Frida Howard Coaching.